we're live and in person.
We cruised. And we ate.
And we cruised.
Yep. And we're here to tell you all about a lot of it. At dinner last night, we were discussing the things that we had eaten that had overlapped, and it's very few items. So you're going to hear, I think, a lot about a bunch of different things for perhaps a more conservative eater and somebody who enjoys taste.
Where do you want to start? Honestly, I am scrolling through my phone right now. I took a picture of everything I ate at dinner, at the dinners, and then I tried to document any other meals we had. But I'm seeing on the first day at our embarkation lunch, all I took a picture of was that very cute little chocolate mousse. That was pretty good.
Oh, I had a tiny pecan tart that was like the best thing I had eaten until we went to a fancy restaurant.
That was the standard.
It was
for
so good.
A few days on the trip. The first night we had dinner in the frozen themed restaurant in Arendelle, and I think we were both a little nervous going into that. It's Nordic themed food, which is not a palate that I typically choose.
Ditto.
But I was pleasantly surprised.
It was a nice meal. There was a lot of show. Sarah, I think we'll share with you her favorite part of the...
My favorite part of the show was at the end when the performers left the stage. The children all stormed the stage with their cloth napkins and began whipping each other.
For a while.
It got very violent. And we later learned from our waiters that that shouldn't have happened. And that there was a process. They were supposed to block the stage off with chairs, and someone didn't do their job that night.
And the kids took advantage of it.
And I was thankful. It was very entertaining.
Okay, what did you have for a nap that night?
I had the scallops that came in a puff pastry shell and a sort of broth. It was gorgeous. It was warm and delicious. And kind of just what I needed after a really long day.
I had a quiche, ham and rosemary with like a pear compote on the side. And I really liked it. I did have one bite that I thought tasted like a Christmas tree. But other than that, a great start to the meal.
The other standout from that meal for me was supposedly a ribeye. It was not a ribeye, though. It was just a slice of prime rib, and it was perfection. It was so good.
I had a pork tenderloin with rainbow chard and, is that how you say it? Chard. I don't know. And it was fine, but I'm not going to waste your time on that because I would like to talk about the dip.
Oh, the dip. Every meal, every dinner, they serve you some warm bread rolls and they serve you butter and a little dip to go with it. And the dip at Arendelle was the all-star of the trip. I will forever be trying to recreate this dip at home.
It was like a creamy onion dip. It was really flavorful, delicious. I only took one picture during the show and it was half eaten. And I'll treasure that photo. It was great. What did you have for dessert that night?
Oh, that almond cake. It was fine.
I had a really nice chocolate situation, like a chocolate log cake. And it had these little raspberry meringues on it that just really brightened up each bite. A win.
Our second dinner of the trip was at 1923. Of the dinner rotations, this night stood out to me. It was my favorite meal. Oh, everything that I have a picture of is making my mouth water. I started with an ahi tuna appetizer, and I had a rosemary crusted rack of lamb. And then I got two desserts that night because our waiter couldn't decide which was the best.
This night featured a whipped honey butter that was nice. I can't remember the type of bread, though. I can't recall. I had a pasta situation with dried sun tomatoes. Oh, and I got two apps that night because I wanted to try the corn chowder with guinea fowl. And I liked it. That's of my chair, I think. I took a picture of my chair. That night I had the roast chicken, and I thought that it was fine, but my body language led Sarah to believe that I was not enjoying my experience. But it was nice. The Brussels sprouts were nice.
Elizabeth, I'm learning, has a series of photos of me at dinner where I'm the one looking like I'm not enjoying myself.
For dessert that night, I had an apple pie cheesecake, which was beautiful, but our waiter said, I don't know who invented that. I don't know who made that. And I love the cheesecake part, and he was right. It was kind of odd.
I would like to take a moment here to recognize our wait staff. They were incredible. They remembered preferences that we had from the first night on the rest of the trip. And once Javier was clued in that Elizabeth liked cheesecake, he let her know every single opportunity for cheesecake on the ship. And for me, he knew to give me what his actual recommendations were off the menu, because I would go for it. I would try it. And I think there was only one time that I felt he steered me wrong, and it was the last dessert of the night. And it might have just been I was overwhelmed.
That's totally fair. Yeah, they were lovely. And I believe that they suggested these churros.
Yeah.
A spiced churro?
Yeah, it just seemed to be cinnamon.
Yeah, it did not affect me. So it was yummy. And you didn't have the sauce.
I had a little bit of the sauce.
I loved the sauce.
And then I also had a lemon blueberry Bavarian cream dessert that
beautiful
was gorgeous and delicious.
Oh, no. And then we got to fancy dinner. Do we want to do this now?
I guess so.
Okay.
We, through booking through a travel agent, we were able to get an onboard credit that we used to purchase an upgraded dining experience on one of the days. So the day that our boat was docked in Nassau, we chose to stay on the ship and go to fancy brunch at Palo instead.
And it was the correct choice. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did not order Waters of the World, but we both regretted it later.
I just want to know. I wanted a water flight.
It would have been cool. Okay. I started that meal with an eggs benny with a rosemary ham and a house-made egg McMuffin.
You are forgetting the large assortment of breads that came. It was a ciabatta. There was a focaccia. There was some sort of roll that had stuff inside and some breadsticks and a cracker.
Yeah, and a sesame twill.
And we tried them all.
I liked most of them a lot. Oh, and it had an oil and a balsamic, and Sarah loved the balsamic.
It was a very good balsamic, and it had flaky salt because our waiter Fred likes flaky salt. My appetizer was a chilled seafood course that had some ahi tuna, and a lobster claw, and some shrimp cocktail, and a marinated mussel, and some smoked salmon. And the standout on that one for me was the shrimp. It was fantastic. Pause to note, Fred did not prepare my shrimps for me.
with a fury of 100 suns.
Our next course, we split one of the items that we got the same item.
Yeah.
We split a off-the-menu pizza recommendation by our server. It was a grape and gorgonzola pizza, and it was divine.
I really think it might have been my favorite bite on the boat. And in a different situation, I would have ordered my own and eaten the whole thing. But man, that was great and special. Oh, and I had a tomato soup.
And then another shared item.
The chicken parmesan with a risotto underneath, a creamy risotto and a marinara. Gee whiz.
It was up to the hype, I'd say. I honestly chose this meal at Palo because I had seen so much about this chicken. And it lived up to it.
It was great, and I would eat it again.
The risotto. I honestly would just like a bowl of that risotto.
It was so creamy. The starches. Oh.
My next photo in this lineup is a picture of a house that apparently used to belong to Nicolas Cage and was lost at the casino. Thank you, Fred.
We, in addition to having a truly delicious meal, we were there for a little over 2 hours, and the atmosphere was so calm and quiet. Our waiter was fantastic. The waiter next to us was serving a table that just really entertained us for a long time. It was such a nice brunch. We finished it up with desserts. I got a buttermilk panna cotta with a popping boba and pistachio crumb, which I could tell was pistachio.
I chose a chocolate raspberry mousse situation, but then we decided to branch out for a third shared dessert and try something new and something that our waiter recommended. And I don't remember what it was called.
No, it's like a meringue, like a toasted liquid meringue custard. With fresh fruit, almond twills, and it was phenomenal.
One of the waiters, the one at the table behind us, he's from Italy, and he said that his grandmother would make it for him. And it does seem like something a grandmother would make. It's very simple. I don't feel like there was a lot to it, but it was the standout dish on the ship for me. I will remember it forever.
I'm trying to scroll to it.
I was trying to delay.
Thank you. Oh, the Italian Zappaglio.
Yeah. Zappaglioni. Very confident in that pronunciation.
Would recommend. And that was our meal at Palo. Ooh.
20 out of 10. I would go back over and over and over again.
I would spend my own money.
Yeah. And then I think we can just skip over the next meal because it wasn't great. I have learned that Pirate Night is not a popular night. Oh, I looked excited in that one, though. Oh.
We're covering it.
It wasn't a great night.
Okay, then we went to the
island.
Oh,
wait, but that was the night that I did order a shrimp pasta, and our waiter prepared my shrimps for me.
Curious.
Our final night on the boat, we ate at the Worlds of Marvel restaurant. It was so fun.
It was really fun. And we should have had breakfast there the next day, but we were transferring to a resort. So it was our one night there.
Our wait staff seemed almost apologetic that it was Marvel, and we didn't get an opportunity to explain to them.
It's a big part of us.
That we love it. It was very sweet. And I think we were kind of seated in the corner.
Yeah.
Away from the Marvel of it all.
But it was really fun. I started with a bao bun, and Sarah also had it. But she had also gotten something else that she stinking loved. And I like the bao bun, so I devoured it.
Yeah, my appetizer was a cremini and porcini mushroom dish. And it was sautéed in some sort of creamy, cheesy sauce. It was outstanding. My main was a beef tenderloin with asparagus and a mashed potato. The mashed potatoes were not good. I'm sorry, Javier. I couldn't bring myself to tell you. But the beef was great. It was really hard coming off of that brunch for anything to live up to the meal that we had had. Also, at that point, I was very full.
We'd eaten a lot. I had a panko-crusted chicken with butter basted potato rounds, caramelized onions, and green beans. And I really loved this meal. I can also see in this picture, the bread that night was like this pink and rye marbled bread with a red bell pepper dip. And I liked it. I had it a few times. I don't know that I would ever seek it out, but it was pretty good.
Oh, I'm sad it's blurry.
I know. Oh, dear. This dessert sent me over the edge. I got this signature sundae that night, which was the same ice cream that Sarah had had earlier, a pecan brownie, a teeny tiny donut. And it was, and I ate it, and I shouldn't have.
I, at the recommendation of our waiter, got the chocolate torta, and it was good. It was exceedingly sweet. I was also over the edge. It was great. Overall, I loved the food, and I've only been on one other cruise before, but I don't remember the food being such a noteworthy part. And maybe it was because we were together, and that's just a noteworthy part of what we do. But I thought the food was outstanding every night. There was never a night where I went to bed hungry or where I wished that I had had something else.
So the pirate night that Sarah had mentioned earlier was the only night that I just picked. And then I got french fries in room service. And it was such a nice way. And I watched Teen Beach Movie in my bed. So I wasn't even upset.
High point. Like your top.
I think the pizza. And I keep coming back to it because I probably want to say all the desserts, but I think it was the pizza.
Mine would be the grandmother's dessert at Palo.
So both from that meal.
Yeah. It's a good trip.
Thanks for snacking with me.
All right. Let's throw down this excellent content.
Okay, you got any thumbs up?
I do and I don't. I do in them. I don't think that I've talked about Baby Queen's album came out, Quarter Life Crisis, and it's got some new stuff, which is fun, but it basically has a lot of the old stuff that was released as singles that I've really enjoyed. And like, I'm forcing my tap class to dance to Dover Beach right now. So it's cool that it's on an album and I have been enjoying it.
I don't even know who that is. Should I know who that is?
She's a British. No, she's not British. She's South African.
Oh.
But she did a lot of music for the first season of Heartstopper. And I think that might have been my introduction and would make sense if you don't know that.
Yeah.
And when I was saying I do and I don't, because I don't, except I do feel like everyone should be rewatching all of the Hunger Games movies.
Are you?
Yeah, they're on Peacock right now, but it gave me like a message that was like 3 days. So I guess it might be going off at the end of November. So I don't know. When this airs, I don't know what streaming platform they'll be on.
Well, lucky for me, my parents have bought them all on Amazon, so I can stream whenever. And actually, usually this time of year, I do. I know most people rewatch Harry Potter for
Yeah.
at Christmas time, and for some reason, I always go back to the Hunger Games.
I love that. Do you have anything?
I do. I watched Mike Birbiglia's new special, The Old Man in the Pool.
I just saw that that came out. Is it good?
It's so good. I love him so much.
Me too.
It's like his past specials. It's funny and, more of a long form story format than your typical stand up hour. But also, tackle some deep, heavy topics, and I came out of it just happy. I love everything he does.
I look forward to that. I've seen him twice.
I thought about it while I was watching it that it's absurd I have never seen him, and then I thought Elizabeth's seen him more than once.
Yeah. I tell you what, going to IUP, a weird time in my life, I think, but man, I saw a lot of comedians while I was there.
And comedy wasn't such a big thing then.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to have crossed off a few people sitting in that weird little setup chair room and listening to Mike tell his story about sleepwalking.
He did reference and give a brief synopsis of that. And I was just thinking, if you don't know that story,
Yeah.
you gotta pause and go back.
How did you get here where you're listening to this guy?
He's been through a lot, and you need to know that before you move forward. And I think that's it. I thought I had more, but I think I kind of just have continued watching the same things.
Yeah.
Very sad. The season of Taskmaster is over.
Yeah. Oh, I texted Sarah about the New Year's special, and that's something that they have done previously where it's like a one-off, and it's always nice to have like a little taste, but I read, oh man, I wonder if I can get to the comment, if it's still the number one comment or not, because I think it really defines the show. Also, we have truly gone to a bit of a Taskmaster recap podcast situation.
It's the new, what was that show called?
That we were watching.
Yeah.
Perfect Match.
Nope. Well,
Oh,
we have recapped
yeah.
that. The dance one.
Oh, the Big Leap.
Yes.
Okay, there's the video and comment. Here it is. It says, "My biggest regret about this is that Steve Baxhall, who I'm not sure who it is, isn't on a full series. He seems to be the high functioning maniac that would really work well on Taskmaster."
Is that why we like it? Are we high functioning maniacs?
It might be, I guess. I mean, high functioning, what a compliment.
Hey!
Well, thanks for watching this season with me. Besides the lady from that shop, I've never talked to anybody else about it.
Us and our British, what did she say?
You
Just
guys
seems.
seem to be into British stuff.
We are. I don't remember what I was going to say. I'm
happy that I'm like mentally able to hold a conversation at this point. Although it's been an okay week. Like we're in good shape.
I like that. You got this, kid.
Thanks. Nobody's even thrown anything at me yet.
That's a win. What a huge win.
Okay. Well, thanks for popping in for quick thumbs up. And I guess on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.